I have four apologies. Mr. Umprin Zulu will be late. Mr. Maduma will join us. Mr. Lowe is not here. And Mr. Mbeki will join us. Members, we have in our agenda.
You haven't received my apology. But I will be
around what time, because we need a quorum. That is why we've been just waiting to form a quorum. So as long as we start in time and make it snappy, it's not going to be a long meeting. Okay. Just we have time to receive issues. We have to adopt.
But it's around our question.
Okay. Let us start then. Because it's adoption of reports, the report of the public hearing, and the ILO report, we have this evaluation of annual report of the department, but that will be dealt with maybe next week. We are not going to deal with that, members. It's only adoption of these two reports and the outstanding minutes. You remember there were some corrections on the minutes, on the three sets of minutes. You've been given this in the meeting last week, so I'm sure you know about the minutes. Can we start with the 31st January, 30th January, and the 30th February? Can we Okay, let's deal with the minutes will be the last, because the ILO report, the ILO conference report. We know that we do have two resolutions there. Do we have anything around that? Remember last time we... Yeah. We have conference resolutions and also the committee resolution. Do you want to still add something, or can I get an adoption of this? That will continue.
Yes, I wanted to propose adoption.
Can propose? Is it this? That addition. We know that it has been always a problem of having more delegation, and of course we agree that we should, even if there are problems, we know that we've been asked to use our own budget if we go to that conference. So, but still, let's propose for more delegation. So that has been adopted, seconded by Mr. Anthony. Can we come that
for you? I'm sorry, Mr. President. In one of the recommendations, whatever the department will come and present to us on the budget level, I also see the Black Committee on Labor, they are also going to do that today. And I'm not sure whether it's going to be very wise for us to attend the
I met with the minister and he informed about that, and he said he really wants to have a joint meeting, because for us again to call the department to come and explain about that, really it shows that there is, it's like there is no relationship between us and the that committee, the MCOP. But I think in future the chairperson from MCOP should inform us about this so that we can have a joint meeting. But thanks for that, for that reminder. They are dealing with that, but we are, that it doesn't stop us to again call the department. We can always use them when they are here for something else. So can we yeah, members, we have this from Mr. Doyle's office. It's the international agreement before Portfolio Committee on Labour. The instrument for an amendment of the Constitution of International Labour Organization was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Labour on the 14th of November 2006 for consideration and report. According to your committee's program, the committee will only deal with the international agreement on the 27th of March 2007. I would therefore like to request the committee to prioritize its consideration of the agreement to an earlier date and advise my office accordingly. If there is anything my office can do to facilitate the process, please do not hesitate to contact me. I don't know if you have any comment. Maybe I should go and discuss this with, I don't see any problem really in prioritizing that, because the agreement was that according to our program, you remember we said we can always juggle around with our program. Now that he saw the program, that we are only going to deal with that on the 27th of March. On the 27th of March. According to, I know that you may not your program. I think that can always be changed. It will be a day, the last meeting of our first term. Maybe we can still talk about this. To say when does he think that we can consider those instruments for amendments. Do we agree on that? Or do you want to deal with that now? I don't know if you understood what he wants.
No, I think it will be proper for us to look at the program and see where we can put it in to bring it up from the 27th to an earlier date.
Yeah, as long as, I mean, today we are adopting that, then really we can look at that afterwards. Is it okay? Okay. Because we may not, I don't know if are they bringing this because they thought this is the right time or the right meeting to deal with it. I don't know what do they really want us to, how do they want us to prioritize. But can we, in the meantime,
that believe that there would have to be some process, because it's talking about the constitution of the ILO. And I'm not sure that we are all familiar with it. I personally am not very familiar with it, I can confess. And then one would have to be taken through, whether it's by the department or somebody within ILO, so that we understand the implication into our own, whether our own constitution is a country or whether our own labor legislation. So I'm just saying that it would have to involve some process from the Department of Labor, whether it's one meeting or two meetings, I don't know. But if you could just consider that.
Yeah, no, we are in agreement. And for those who are available to attend, to join the NCOP, maybe it will also give you a clue, more information on today's meeting. Can we then come to the public hearing? Yeah, it has been adopted. It has been seconded by Mr. Anthony. The public hearing report. We know that we have two sets of documents here, the report, and we have this document of the summary of key issues and proposals by the committee. Very important key issues there, and the resolution, but they are incorporated in this a report. So, and this has been thoroughly discussed. I put this before you for an adoption.
Chairperson, can I propose one issue that comes out of the summary of the discussion, which seems to be not reflecting clearly? And this was our proposal that
what point is that?
I'm trying to find the chapter between some, I'm trying to work between the two documents, that is the report and the summary of the document. So quickly to get that one. But it's a point that is talking to the whether there are units in the various departments that are focused on youth development and whether those and the effectiveness of those units. It doesn't come out very clearly in the report.
Okay,
but
can
it
I
does
quickly
come clearly out somewhere.
Okay, can I quickly go through the existing resolution? Is it okay, member? One, there is a need for the committee to closely monitor the performance of teachers, particularly those that are not performing well. The question is to whether or not there is a need for the continued existence of certain teachers will have to be addressed as part of this process. The monitoring of teacher performance will be incorporated into the program of the committee. That is one. Two, there is a need to collate information in what skills are needed so that skill development strategies are in sync with areas of economic growth. A study in this regard will need to be pursued with the Department of Labor. Three, there is a need to conduct an impact assessment of the work of the Umsobomvu Youth Fund. This will be pursued with the Department of Labor. Four, the committee will call for a debate on the issue of whether or not there is a need to amend existing labor legislation. This will include whether or not the Employment Equity Act needs to be amended to include youth as designated group. Five, there is a need to conduct an assessment of the disability strategy. Six, there is a need to conduct an impact assessment of the effectiveness of leadership. This needs to be pursued with the Department of Labor. Seven, the committee will scrutinize the Department of Labor's report on pressurization of work with a view to developing legislation in this regard, if also required. 8, the committee will invite the public to make submissions on their experiences of discrimination in the workplace. 9, the committee will monitor more closely the labor inspection program to ensure that it is functioning as it should. 10, the department should brief committee on the findings and recommendations of the study that was conducted on casualization. 11, the committee recommends that the 10% required by UMSOGO as a collateral for business status be a waiver. 12, the committee should look into the issue of listing of young people in the credit bureau and its impact in them accessing employment and funding. 13, the committee should look into issues of the exclusion of youth as a designated group on policies such as black economic empowerment, etc. 14, the committee should look into the role of youth, UMSOGOMBU Youth Fund, pertaining to the funding of SMMEs and its financial challenges, if there are any. 15, the committee should investigate whether the education system is responsive to the needs of the economy. And the last one, 16, Parliament should exercise its oversight by calling various departments to account on implementation of policies, as well as intersectoral cooperation and planning on the issue of youth unemployment. I think those are very important resolutions which are incorporated into this. I'm coming from the key issues which were really looked at by the parliamentary researcher. And I think really she has assisted us a lot.
No, thank you, Chair. I just want to make a comment on one or two resolutions. On resolution one, I think the advice that, or the suggestion that I want to make is that the committee can, I think we need to begin to measure the reports of the seekers against the Public Service Commission findings. And the question of the cycle performance and evaluation monitoring must be ongoing on the basis of the outcome of the Public Commission and the report. Because there are findings that are presented in that report that may assist the seekers to comply with all the key areas that were identified that would encourage good performance and cycle evaluation. I think it is important that from time to time we must take that report and measure these figures against. However, I think the resolution is fine. On the question on six, resolution six, I would also think that there's a need for an audited report on leadership, so that we can see how far we have gone in terms of the impact on the membership. So if we can have an audited report on that specific area, thank you.
Thank you. Do we agree with addition? I noted that things on the PLU that doesn't
help. Just to add on things, maybe to be more specific and say that the effectiveness, there is a need to conduct an assessment of effectiveness of the leadership and to examine whether they enable the young people to enter the labor market. So that is more specific. Because that is the question that we're having was that they go through the leadership, but they are unable to find a job. So I think we need to tie ourselves down to say that whether it actually assists in getting jobs after we got it. Then, Chairperson, if I can quickly go to on five, just a small addition that I would want to. There is a need to conduct an assessment on the implementation of the disability strategy. It's the implementation that is problematic. We don't think that is a problem with the strategy itself. And then, lastly, on that, safety chairperson, I think we just need to be a little bit careful on safety. The one that says that we should look into the issue of the exclusion of youth as a designated group on policies such as the DEP. I don't want us to tie us down because I don't think that we are all sure whether they have been excluded in all the charters. But what we are sure about is that in the Employment Equity Act, they are excluded. And maybe then we need to specifically say that as indicated in the Employment Equity Act, rather than saying the economic empowerment, because I'm not sure whether they are excluded in all of them. And my last point, Jennifer, was the one where I was saying that, you know, I'm flexible with this one, where we're saying that the units, you know, we've been saying that all departments say that they've got units dedicated to youth programs. But I think we have been saying that we need to examine whether indeed those units are effective in terms of addressing youth programs in all departments. I'm just not sure whether I'm expressing correctly, but it does come out here in the summary, it just talks about,
because on that, really, we need partnership with other departments to make sure. You remember last time we were saying that how can we be assured that each and every department is dealing thoroughly with the youth issues? We don't have the report. Nobody is monitoring or coordinating that each and every department is really dealing with the youth issues.
And then, lastly, related to that, and you captured it very well, Chair, but related to that was a very specific issue again of the unlocking of the funding. We said that they are funding throughout the DTI agency, but there seems to be, you know, a blockage of the youth accessing those funds. And then we said that there's a need for us to examine what are the costs for us, not for the young people, not to access those funds. I'm not sure how we can put it in, but I think related to that, we wanted to put that as well.
Okay, that's great. Tata, do you want to add?
No, I'm worried about the resolution for amending existing labor legislation. What do we want? What are we saying then about the amendment? Because I know that people have been calling for the amendment of this labor legislation. It's big business. And for their reasons, also calling for amending the labor laws. Because they say they are not able to make to exploit workers as much as they want to, and yet these labor laws were endorsed by ILO. So are we now, as this popular community, fighting with big business to amend this thing?
Yeah, if you were listening, the Honorable Mzondeki, I thought he was trying to be specific here. Maybe the problem here will be it's either to remove the wording, the amendment of existing labor legislation. He was trying to really to put us on track, the right track, to say, even if it looks broad when you say amending the existing labor legislation. But do you want to come back to it?
There are two different issues. The one that I was talking about was specifically on the exclusion of youth in the employment area. But if I may respond to this one. Yes. that is the one that I was talking about previously. But the one that Uttara is talking about now is the one that is talking about an amendment of the labor legislation. Mm-hmm. And then the reason that we said that we want to open it is that there were sectors within the committee that said that we need a debate. We did not necessarily agree, especially as the EMC. I know we said that we don't think there's a need. But if people want to debate that, we are prepared to debate that, because from our point of view, that we think that there is no need. And that obviously is going to be where we are going to debate. So we accepted then that if there is a need for that, for us to do a debate as a committee, we can debate that. We're not recommending that there must be amendments. So I just wanted to understand the context in which the resolution came in.
And if you remember when debating this, I even said the minister was prepared to come and brief us on the labor legislation so that we should know about each and everyone's views as a committee before going out. Mr. Speed, and then Dr. Anton.
Okay, I was covered by Mr. Zumbi.
Chair, now let me raise my understanding of this clause, because I also just picked up the question of amendment of the existing labor legislation. I don't think my understanding was not what is in this. My understanding of the debate, I think it was triggered by the proposal from Mr. Law, but it was on the basis that the statement or the input that were made by Tech Africans with regard to the inclusion of youth who were born in a particular period of time. My understanding was that the debate was centered around that. Because the question of amendment of the existing labor law, I remember that in our last budget debate last year, the question of the empirical evidence that leads us to amend the labor laws. There was no evidence that leads us to suggest that labor laws actually amended. And to me, it's like as a committee now, we are taking this back to square one, where we have already gone through in terms of the thorough debate that took place. And I think my proposal would only be, let us apply our minds to this and show whether this is what we mean. Are we suggesting that we must go back and scrutinize all the labor laws and amend those? Thank you.
Ma'am,
is there
and then
Gadela
Kai.
Yes, I think this actually one has to understand, it's very broad to say amend the existing labor law. Unless, I don't know whether I'm right to say, if you could add a clause in respect of include youth as designated groups, if you could say that, you could add a clause to the labor law, if it's not included at the moment.
And leave out the amending existing labor law.
Yes.
Do you want to add to the question? As long as this is whoever is in agreement with us, I hope. Maybe we are fortunate because Mr. Law is not here. He was going to take us further. I'm sure he was also going to be in agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can't even ask this. I think actually this is a very broad statement, you know, to amend, you know, to amend everything is rather broad. I think actually what should be is just that including the youth as a designated group.
I hope it's
well captured, Pat.
Apropos de mention, I think we did found that revolution,
no, yeah. Thank you for that correction, members. We have only 15 votes. Okay.
Which other resolution? Which other one are we talking about?
Okay. The committee should look into the issue of exclusion of youth as a designated group on policies such as black economic empowerment, etc.
I would support that, Chair, but I would just suggest that I would rather opt for a positive wording of that sort, say the issue of inclusion of all youth as a designated group, because here we say exclusion of youth as a designated group. It sounds as if we're talking about the excluding youth from the definition of designated group, and that was not the intention. I think the intention was to debate the question whether all youth should not be included within the definition. So instead of exclusion, I would just suggest that we talk there about inclusion of all youth.
Are we satisfied with the inclusion of all? That is Boza and that is.
No. My problem is that if you are saying all youth, what do you mean? What youth is youth? That becomes my problem. You say all youth. Because youth is youth, you try who is youth.
Yeah. Maybe
so
we don't
must
have
not sound.
Yeah.
Must not sound as if
as
we.
If there are those.
There are those ones in where we have to do that and so on.
Unless they really don't understand the.
Yes, of course, I would have a problem.
Same coin and back to the speech. Are you okay, Papa? The speech.
I can live with what the member suggested.
Thank you for that. No, you can live with it. There's no discrimination here, really. If you go through what the.
You're saying that. As the employment equity extends now, it extends, and you say you want to extend that. That's what I'm saying. Now, when you say include, this, our thing is that we want to include. And we say that we want to examine whether that inclusion is the same and the exclusion is the same. I just wanted to say, I think this is where my understanding of, because that's what the Act says, as it says, that it does not include young when it talks about. Does not include youth here. And you say that's what you want to explain. It excludes them. That's the issue that you want to explain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chairperson, I agree with my colleague here, because it's an issue that the committee is saying it must be looked into. So if you say the committee should look into the issue of the exclusion of youth as a designated group on the policy, which means you are saying you have a job to do, to look into the issue. Why as to why the youth have been excluded. If we say they should be included, we mean all the youth. It shouldn't be a specific to say other youth. We don't have other youth or black and white or grey or whatever. Meweba, you're not satisfied.
I see where we're going to on this. Unless we reword it and say that the committee should look into the issue of including the youth as a designated group on policy.
Let's look at that as exclusion. Let's, if we say it's like, it's an issue here. We are saying, we are talking about exclusion. It's one on the same thing. Okay. Yeah.
Now, maybe
why are we getting excluded before? What was
excluded?
Why were they excluded?
Yeah.
That's what we must do before we make a recommendation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you must not say he must be screening. You must imagine an explanation first. Because maybe the reasons for the institution are valid.
Okay, agreed. Can I ask for an adoption? That I'm going to.
Yes. On page 2, the first is the national good, the development of the development of the national good, the development of the development of 2019 to 2007. That is the correction.
Okay. Come up again.
I'm saying it's a national youth development policy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the correction.
The second one is page 12. On youth structure. It's not national youth council, the South African youth council. Bullet one. On youth structure. The South African Youth Council. Yeah, so both Youth Fund, National Commission, and the South African Youth Council.
Okay, those were the corrections. Can I invite for an adoption? That proposed by Tatim Zondeki. A second, and Mr. Speed seconded. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That has been adopted, and members, I must say, on our second table, we are going to be prioritizing. We are going to arrange for a 2-day stretch plan on that stretch plan workshop. Then we can. Also prioritize on issues to be dealt with on our second term, and I'm sure the one of the public hearing will be on the top. Also the speakers, we know that we have problems with speakers, so I'm sure if we can really propose for the 2 day, we still have sufficient funds for to utilize. Can have that maybe somewhere outside Parliament. We have that 2-day workshop and deal with all the issues. Thank you very much. Can we deal with minutes? The minutes of. Before adopting the last, the recent minutes, let's start with those which were outstanding on the September. Remember, there were amendments. Can I have a copy, please? I don't have my. Maybe in the meantime, there is tea, water there, if you quickly want to, just to break for the 3 minutes and get grab there. There was a proposal of including the the issue of Gizela, the discussion of Gizela, whether Gizela was in a position to produce unqualified financial statements, the intervention by Gizela in addressing the problem of the employers who are still practicing traditional labor practices, and the belief by farmers that trade unions were intimidating workers. The relationship between the Department of Education and Labor in trying to find, let's just correct that, trying to find a solution with sector education and training authorities, whether Gizela was outsourcing training providers, whether acquiring funding was a problematic issue. Those were the issues that the committee should sort clarification to reach. With that, can I get the adoption of the minutes of the 1st of September? 5th of the September. Yeah.
I just want to check under clause 2, consideration of the agenda, the King Commission. Can we just check if this is not the King 2 Commission? Because I don't think it's only the King Commission. It should be the King 2 Commission.
Under clause 2.
Yeah, under the committee was informed by the trailer, was in process of reviewing the strategic objectives and the adoption of the PFMP and the King Commission.
Okay.
I think it should be King 2 Commission.
Okay.
The commission itself.
I think I think the name of the commission is still the King Commission, but there were two reports. So the first report and the second report.
Yes.
Yeah, so the commission is just the King Commission.
Yeah.
But if we want to refer to the second report, then we should say the King 2 report.
Yeah, we still have the King Commission. Yeah.
Well, I stand to be corrected because I'm only aware of the King 2 Commission. But thanks for that.
Okay. Any adoption? A proposal for adoption for the minutes?
No, I
proposed adoption. Adopted by Stratum Quincy, seconded by Mam Kizzi. The minutes of the 10th of October. on those minutes, there were nothing wrong, but we remember Mam Kizzi was just reminding us to include a name on under apologies. It was only there. Can I get an adoption on that? Do you want to adopt that, Mam Kizzi? That is, you also adopting Mam Kizzi the second day.
No,
oh, yes. All right. That is, you also have adopted. Seconder? That is, Zondeki, seconded. Can we now come to the recent one? Starting with the January minutes. Do we have anything in proposing for the adoption? That was adopted. I earlier on I explained about it. I said, members, can we listen? When I started with those of 17th of October, and I said, can you ignore that because it has been adopted? Because that was just an inclusion of what was left. Okay? Said yes, January. The resolutions there were that the department should be requested to provide the committee on a monthly basis with a report on the unemployment rate in the country. 2, committee should in future meet to discuss the presentation made to each. 3, the committee secretary should extract all resolutions made by the committee and at least be set aside to consider those resolutions. we definitely have to do that, to set aside the date. For the minister should be invited to the meeting of considering, he should be considering the strategic plan and budget vote of the Department of Labor on the 6th March 2007. Yeah, that should also, we should bear in mind, not to forget that. The committee should look into the possibility of organizing a workshop to look at and draw up a strategic plan, drawing up. I said it already, and I was saying what you agreed upon. We definitely have to do that. Can I get an adoption? And Dr. Mohari?
I see that my name is Timamuke.
Were you present on that day?
Yeah, I was present.
Can you remind us, do you remember of something on that day that you were present?
No, I didn't say anything, but I was present there.
Yeah, but you should remember something that I was there. I even said 1, 2, 3.
No, I didn't say anything, but I know that the issue of student, it was an issue.
It has been always an issue whenever we come to the public hearing. It's always been an issue. But anyway, let's look at it, and we'll be assisted by and remember, members, I'm not arguing, but we also have PMG here, because when I say to the secretary to check that, she will be assisted by the minutes of PMG.
No, I can't see this.
And we are not. We are just to assist. Like every one of you could go through there. Because
I can't see this.
Okay. No, you can't.
I don't have any reason.
Okay. And there's always an attendance register.
Yeah.
That will assist us. Thank you. Thank you. Any adoption for this? That dear Tony? A seconder? Dadine, are you second?
Yes.
Oh, seconded by Dadine. The 30th? I don't know if the date, if you look at the 30th January should be Tuesday. And the 31st was a special meeting, if you remember, should be Wednesday. Now, yes, Tuesday is the 31st and Wednesday is the 30th. We'll only change that. Can I get an adoption of the 31st meeting minutes? Do you want to go through resolutions?
This is my apologies.
The resolutions. The department should be requested to provide committee on a monthly basis with a report on the unemployment rate in the country. What am I? No. Yeah. The committee should in future meet to discuss the presentation made to it. These are the 30th, just like I have corrected them. Please, they must look at it. There is just a swapping of resolution, but that will be corrected. Can I get an
adoption?
Members, these things really are going to delay adoption of minutes. We've
been advised from the chairperson committee that every week there should be, like this week, when we go for a meeting, we should be adopting the last week's meeting. We shouldn't wait to file them. But can we just put them aside so that they just working things, they must correct it. We will adopt them next week. Let's see the 13th of February.
I'm also like Mukhale, and I can't remember if I said anything. I seem to remember I was in this meeting, but can you tell me if I was in the meeting? I'm not in the apologies, I'm not in absentee.
Okay, the attendance register will be there to assist us.
On the
31st. Yeah, on the 31st. Can you know him? Can we come to the last one, the 13th of February? That is, Rosa?
No, I also joined those who are complaining. On the 13th, like I sent an afternoon, and unfortunately, you confirmed it with me when you met her on the day.
No, it does
reflect. 13th. It does.
Send it back. Page 2.
Let us, we should remember that really we have a problem, and it is a problem that we always raise at our meetings in the chairs. We have our assistant, committee assistant, but it's either she will be late or she won't come, and the secretary should be sitting and writing minutes, not distributing that, but that will be corrected. You'll be given that, and please, can we please try to file our minutes so that whenever there is something, you'll be referred to the minutes to say we did resolve on this matter, because we are going to be following our resolution. Can I get an answer? On the correct minutes, Ubabu Usibona Ukona is there on under apology. Can I get an adoption of this? Or do you want me to go through resolution? Yeah. On those resolutions, maybe these minutes will also be put aside, because earlier on we corrected that the existence of labor legislation. And on point one here, the committee should call for a debate on the issue of whether there was a need to amend the existing labor legislation. I think it's provoking, really. One looked at that, it would mean that we are doubtful about our existing labor legislation. What is your thinking? Should that be discussed? Should that mean?
Yes, sir. I think this is the
But we're talking about dinner. These are the resolutions we took in that meeting. We can't change it now. We can only say that what are we saying now about that resolution? But in the minutes themselves, if that's what we resolve, that's what dinners are.
Unless we want to rescind that resolution. Mm.
what are we seeing? Should that be rescinded or be left? Because that was what agreed upon on that day. Second question.
I was watching the meeting. But my understanding, even when we discuss about this particular question, but we have a debate in the country around that particular question. Not the issue that we are going to be dealing with the labor legislation specifically for this question. Because if you still remember, it was a challenge that was put in front of us by the YG to say those who were born after 1990, they should be, exempted from this. So I think this is a debate that we said we need to engage into.
Chair, I propose that we take that resolution and put it for discussion in the next meeting. Let's put it as a point for the agenda of the next meeting and relook the resolution itself and the wording. Whether this is a good thing or we could have a
proposal.
Dr.
Mukhali,
what is
Chair, I have a very serious problem. You know, we spent something like 20 minutes discussing this matter, but I suspect that minister has not correctly captured. I think, it can appear twice. If it's a mistake, I don't think it can appear twice. I remember we dealt with this issue extensively, and the issue was around, if I recall well, I was in that meeting. I must just remind them that I was in that meeting. We're talking about an issue around people who are waiting for more than 10 years without being registered. And the issues of other companies were even named. And I'm suspecting, Chair, that these minutes are not correctly captured. We raised this matter, and I don't think it can be a mistake twice. The issue that we raised, we said, there's a need for us, I still remember now, there's a need for us to come with a legislation that will intervene in these companies that are employing people more than 3 months until 10 months without being properly registered. So I think we need to go back to this issue. So I even make it a point around ShopRite that people are waiting for 10 years with no registration.
No, I'm sure it's not a mistake for us to have this. The issue was that can we repeat this? And this was what was discussed on that day. Here the issue was, can we really delete what was discussed on that day? Now the issue was, since we have agreed upon the issue of existing of labor legislation, are we still talking about it here? But yes, a proposal was or input was made that we can't delete what was discussed upon on that day. So let the debate be, are we rescinding this or should we leave it as it is? Because that was what discussed on that day. Even if we didn't agree or something, we feel that something was not captured well, but that was discussed on that day. May Linda.
Thank you very much. I think the problem is with this resolution is that it's far too wide. Because if you read it like this, it says, we've got to debate the whole amendment of the whole legislation. It should be more specified. That was too, we were talking to the point of people being registered as casual labour for too long a period. So I think that's a far too wide statement to say that we must amend the existing labour legislation. We should add on with regard to the time frame of a person being registered as a temporary and not as a permanent labor.
So it means you are supporting what he said by Ndate.
Yeah.
Mohan, according to your statement. Is that James?
I support what Dr. Anthony is saying, that resolution has come under a method arising out of the agreement as a method that was discussed. Whether there's a need for a debate on all these things, I think that is where the issue is. Because it looks like at some point you think there's a need for a debate, at some point you're talking about general amendments of the decision. So I think what he's saying is that let us pick out that resolution and then look at that resolution and check whether we want that resolution. And if we don't want it, we say that no, we made a mistake, we don't want that resolution, we have got nothing to do with the amendment. We don't want it that it did.
On that point, can we agree on that? Because let's take it as a matter of matters arising. That is, you still want to make your point in that, Mohan?
Chair, you know, on this matter, I think we did not, I suspect that somebody did not do justice to this. You know, we even quote about Professor Mbeki around this matter. We even agreed in the meeting that there must be some kind of processes that will lead us to have a special, some kind of legislation in relation.
Let's just agree that yes, there has been a lot of discussion on the matter, but this will be discussed further. Are we agreed, Ntate Bosa? Are we agreed?
Yes.
Or do you want to support Ntate Mohan?
No, I don't support it. I don't support him. I'm supporting the jury by Comrade Jimmy. And then supported by Satan Foundation. That will be bring it for his debate next week. In our next meeting, and then we close the matter.
Okay.
As to what you want to do with this.
Are you adopting them?
I'm not there.
Can I get an adoption? Satan? Before?
On page 5, on instruction, it says South African Youth Council, not in the sense of the political framework. It's also about Youth Fund, the National Youth Commission, and the South African Youth Council.
Other
youth structure. The same mistake that happened in the report.
Yeah.
On youth.
You know, there are so many youth structures, yeah. One can always take them the other way around. Any adoption?
I'm going to move to the adoption.
A mover, a seconder? Jati Nene seconded. Members, thank you very much. And I want in touch with me.
I just have a suggestion arising from our meeting that we see the missing words and the minutes not properly kept, the apologies and etc. We've been challenged. I don't know if how the committee is with finance. I think this committee really needs a tape recording for our meeting. Challenge the manual minutes taken and the
text
on. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Monkey. I think we really do have, and these speakers are meant for them, so that really our scribe or the secretary could always go back to this and check what you are saying. Thank you very much, members. Next week we will be giving the consideration of the strategic plan and budget vote of the department. Could you please come, and then so that we could also come up with a date of that workshop I was talking about, the strategic plan. But of course it will be only in our next step, next plan, so that we could start
prioritizing together our next program. So, next week is the 6th of March, consideration of the strategic plan and budget rules. Thank you. Thank you very much. And the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next one.